views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, and this is the beginning of our second hour, and Artie just had to go for a little while, but he will be back. So getting back to the topic of children, I think children are the dividends of love. They're the dividends of your love together, and they're so special. And since they've just come from heaven, or whatever you want to call it, the next plateau, and then they're coming back, they're so pure. And did you ever see a baby in a crib? And all of a sudden, it's in the middle of the night and you're hearing your baby laugh. Do you know, I believe that that baby is actually communicating with the angels. I really, really do. And that's the most beautiful thing to see, because when my kids were growing up, I used to hear them laughing and cooing in the middle of the night. And their toys would go off, the little electric battery toys. They would go off for no reason. They'd be in a corner. They'd be there all day long. And all of a sudden, I would hear choo-choo, or the lights would go on, or whatever music that was associated with that toy would go on. And they'd sit in their cribs, and I would just be peeking in at the door, and there they were.
Laugh. Gonna bring Artie on now, Sky.
He's coming back on through.
Yes, he is.
So anyway, my point is, if we could all get back to that purity, if we could all just remember, I mean, not all the time, but if we could just dedicate some time to that, to learning, relearning, reprogramming our purity. And even if it's during meditation, if that's all you can do right now, to meditate for that purity, it will grow. It'll blossom. And you will be so much better off for it, because when you start to become associated with spirit and spirit world, your life does change for the better. Sometimes you would think that, oh my gosh, my life is going into the crapper. But you know what? In the end, it's just as it was supposed to be, and it's even better than before. So, guys, get in touch with your inner child. Get in touch with your spirit world and see if you could donate a little bit of your time during the day. And a lot of things will become very much more clear to you. It helps relax you. It helps fortify any ideas you may have in going forward in your life. And it also makes you peaceful. And there is a statistic that people who meditate at least once a day, and I'm not talking about 2 hours, an hour, half hour, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 tops, they actually have a healthier body, because you are allowing stress to leave your body. You there, Artie?
Hey, Scott, yes, I am. You want to know something? There's a, I know for a fact that there are people that when you meditate, some people who are capable of meditating for 1 or 2 hours, it's literally equivalent to sleeping for 8 hours.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I know when I have that luxury of doing that, which is not too often, but when I do, I feel so rejuvenated, and I feel like I could take on the world. I really do. And before readings, like if I have a party, before my party, I make it a conscious effort to sit down for about an hour and meditate. So I'm pure and I'm fresh, and then along with that comes my protection, and so on and so forth. Like you, Artie.
For for myself, what I love to do, if I can, because sometimes the places don't allow it, but when I can, when I before I start doing parties or reads, I like to burn incense. I like to burn. I like to burn candles. Candles bring me a tremendous amount of serenity,
other than
the energy that it naturally gives. But as far as incense and the candles, and there's little sprays of the angels that I spray around, and it really, really does make a big difference.
Oh, it makes a tremendous difference, because you're not only feeding your soul, but you're also feeding all of your senses. So in conjunction with all that, you become a perfect candidate to accept the meditation in a perfect surrounding, body, mind, and soul. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I would probably say that my confidence level goes up when I have these elements. And I'm going to try something new. And for everybody who's listening in right now, you might want to try this. And I said I was going to do it. I've never done it, but I want to try this. The next time I do a reading, as a matter of fact, I have a party tomorrow, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring some dirt. I'm going to bring water. And I'm going to have a little fan. I want to literally bring earth, wind, and fire. I want to bring all the elements.
That's a fabulous idea. I like that. Bring a feather also.
Bring
a feather.
Oh, a feather.
Yes. Because our creator gives us a lot of signs through the animals, especially the birds.
The bird is the messenger.
Yes. In many inferences. In fact, it's the messenger of death. It's the messenger of protection. It's the messenger of life. So the bird is very, very a spiritual animal. So I would also bring a feather with you. And if you don't have one before, I'll give you one.
I do. No, I have. I have feathers.
Great. All right, good.
I definitely have. I have some really beautiful feathers, as a matter of fact.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to bring. I am. I'm going to bring some dirt, and I'm going to bring water. I'm going to make mud. No.
And then you're going to wipe it on your face.
I'm going to keep the fan on for the wind, and then I'll burn candles for the fire.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to have every element there and just see what kind of a difference it is. And I like to try new things, you know, as far as what stimulates my senses. And
that's a good idea.
And, oh, God, if this sucker works, let me tell you something. I'll be doing it every single party. I'll be bringing in all these elements. And, you know, Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus, what he used to do, Nostradamus was one of the greatest readers of all times back in the days. Like, I forgot what century he was in, 1500, 1600, whatever. But he used to stir water.
Yes.
He used to stir water in a bowl while he was reading and just getting clarity just by the motion of doing this action with the water. And then all of a sudden his visions would pop out.
Yes, yes. Do you know that he actually predicted the World Trade Center going down? Can you believe that?
I know. How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's like amazing. And that was from, I think, the 11th century or the 13th century. I'm not quite sure. But this poor man had to do this in utter secrecy and privacy. Otherwise, they would have killed him for blasphemy.
I know. You want to know something? In Massachusetts, in Salem, Massachusetts, any girl who was born with red hair was considered the devil, and they would kill any girls with red hair in Salem, Massachusetts. You were the witch.
Unbelievable how people were so ignorant back then. That's terrible. Absolutely. And God forbid a birthmark. Oh, my goodness. A birthmark would have been a birthmark as well. If you were born with a birthmark,
uh-huh.
They would say that you were cursed by the devil. You were born with the sign of the devil.
So really?
Yes. If you had like a birthmark under your eye or on your back or on your stomach or wherever, because there's a lot of people that have birthmarks. I know I do. I would have been considered touched or cursed by the devil, and I would have been killed. Anybody who had that.
I would have saved you.
Thank you.
Hi, over here. How much more time do we have?
Oh, we have 2 minutes to commercial, and it is 6:13.
Okay. So this segment is going to be about transformation, and
right.
that anyone could transform their poo-poo situation in life and turn it into a positive.
You don't
have to stay stuck and look at yourself as a butterfly coming out of a cocoon and start picturing yourself as far as flying out of this cocoon and now expressing your colors of life and being able to fly and take off. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is too many people pay attention to the fearful energy of life and not what could be. They pay attention too much of what if, but what if.
That's
and,
true.
I feel like it's worth the risk as far as when you're going after your happiness. There's going to be a lot of inconveniences, but a lot of times before you make your moves, you need to set up everything behind the scenes before you actually make your move. So you want to set yourself up emotionally, financially, and everything, and legally.
Yeah.
So.
Well, sometimes.
And we probably have to go to a commercial break now.
Yes, we're going to a break, folks, but we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Now, somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm going to get that boy. So on.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, worry and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your soul purpose advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
Thanks, Brian. That was another wonderful song. And welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. I just want to give you the telephone number of Artie and myself and of the radio station where you can call in and get a nice little mini reading for free. And I know I have somebody waiting, but right after that, we will get to April from Strongington, Connecticut. Okay. Well, if you want to get a wonderful reading with Artie and parties and go on his website, and he does so many things that are so amazing, his number is 877-ANGEL-02, and you can reach him there at all times. And for myself, if you'd like a reading, a very amazing reading with myself, and we could do it over the phone if you're far away, or we could do it in person, whatever you please. My number is 908-500-1474. And you guys will be able to see my webpage very shortly. I'm very excited about that. And it's turning out absolutely amazing. So it was worth the wait. You know, we were talking...
Amazing.
Amazing. You know, we were talking about, you know, giving it to God and not dwelling on your problems. And that's called, something transformation.
Transformation.
Yeah, it's more than, gee whiz, I forgot the name of it. It's transmutation.
That's transition?
No, transmutation.
Transmutation, I don't know.
Yeah, it's 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 from Doreen Virtue, who speaks to the angels. It's a form of transmitting your fears to the Holy Spirit so that you're not boggled down with them.
And I want to know something. When people start to stop giving a crap so much, because yes. People are so micromanaging and worrying so much that literally when you stop worrying about all the little details, I understand it's easier said than done, but when you could train your mind to stop making every stupid little thing count and you're worrying about every little thing, that will transform your life right there by just not even worrying. I'm not saying to be inconsiderate, and I'm not saying to be a non-caring person. I'm not saying that at all. But there are people who do an overkill of overly worrying, and that energy could transform into something very beautiful. Because when you are micromanaging and micro-worrying about every little person, that is you telling that person, I don't trust you and I don't believe in you. Because you feel like you have to do it all yourself. You feel like without you, you know, nothing's going to get done right. You know, and people do this to their partners and they do it to their kids. And so when you back off and let the other person do their thing, they might not do it your way, but they will do it their way. And it might take a little longer than what you would. But at the same token, you have to learn to start delegating and trusting more. Otherwise, you are going to be trapped. And by you giving up that power and that control, all right, knowing that they could just go to you when they really need the help, you know, when they're in deep crap and it's just beyond their know-how, but yet you know how to fix things, or you're the troubleshooter. Be the troubleshooter, but don't be the one who fixes everyone's problems every single moment. And you are going to start to build everyone else's confidence around you because you're telling them, I don't need to do it. You could do it. You figure it out. And let them screw up and let them make the mistakes, but let them get there on their own recognizance.
Right. I agree with that 1,000%. You know, it's like the old adage goes, everybody has to make their own mistakes to grow. So even though you may know better, it's not your place to give that opinion because everybody needs to grow at their own rate and at their own pace. I mean, if you see your kid jumping off a bridge, of course you're going to intervene. However, you've got to let go as a parent, and it's hard. It's hard. I know I have 4 daughters at this point, and you know that they're going to make a mistake, yet you hold back. You don't say it because you know that they're old enough to reason for themselves. And if they do make that mistake, you're there to pick them up. And that's the difference between a good parent and a meddling parent.
I'm going to give you an example about giving it up, all right? About you think that I'm not caring, but I am. There is a point where when my daughter was much younger, it's actually throughout her life, but I'm talking about times when she was like, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, even older than that, but let's just go with those time eras. And she would only eat certain foods. And I would want her to try certain foods, and she was resisting. And I told her mother, and I told Rebecca, I said, you know what? This is, you're not going to get those foods until you eat healthier to eat these other foods, and then I'll give you that. But you got to start eating other healthy foods, and she would resist me. I said, you know what? Then you're not going to get the foods that you want until you start eating healthy. And I said, you know what? I honestly don't care if you starve, then starve. Now, do I know for a fact in my mind that she's going to let herself starve? I know she won't.
Right.
I know she won't. But I said to her, and I said to her mother, I said, I don't care. You're going to starve there. You're going to starve the whole weekend if you don't start eating. And they both resisted me. They both challenged me. They both were just, and she says, then fine, then Rebecca's not going to visit you. If you're going to, you're going to make my daughter starve. I said, no, she's not going to starve. However, when she gets hungry enough, she's going to start to eat. But the bottom line is, I didn't buy into, this is what I didn't care about. I didn't care about her emotions because she was trying to manipulate the both of us. And that's what she had control over. And I just said to her, I said, you know what? I don't care, then starve. because in reality, I knew she wouldn't starve. But her mother was just, I'm not going to let my daughter starve, and you're not going to get her if you act like that. And to this day, because of their position that both of them took, now she has a major eating disorder because she still carried it through. And even the doctor said, oh, don't worry, she'll grow out of it. I said, no, she won't.
Right.
And I predicted everything that was going to happen, and everything unfortunately happened. And to this day, they're stuck. And I said, you know what? To this point, I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't care. And I choose, like, you know what? I let the chips fall as they will, but it was not my fault. And I try to show them differently. But when you have so many people working against you and say, all right, you know what? Even though I know what's best, I do. And I'm a psychic, and I get all these spiritual messages, but still, it's not good enough for certain family members or friends. It's like, all right, I'm just speaking my piece. I don't care. And I let it go. And that's what I mean by, you know what, I really don't care. And I know, I just let it go. I care, but I don't care when it comes to the emotions.
Right. It's not that you don't care. It's just that, you know, you're being fought tooth and nail, and even though
You know what else we're being? You know what else we're being forced about? We're being forced to take a commercial break.
Already.
So listen, everybody. I gotta bow out. Sky's gonna be with you for the last half hour. God bless you all. May God watch over you and bless you with lots of love, health, and happiness and prosperity. And Sky's gonna give you a great last half of an hour of a show. So stick around because Sky's going to be right back right after this commercial break.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, thanks, Brian. That was an amazing song, and I remember when I was young dancing to that at clubs. That is
it's,
so.
It's so number. It's the best, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I love Rod Stewart. I have to tell you a really funny story about Rod Stewart. My daughter my oldest daughter must have been about 14 or 15 years old, and she was so in love with Rod Stewart, she wanted a soccer ball with his name on it.
Oh, really?
Yes, and at this juncture of time, there was no such thing as the internet. So I went nuts trying to find a soccer ball with his name written on it. And she wanted this for Christmas. And I so did not want to disappoint her because she was so mad about this guy. So I said to my husband, what are we going to do? I said, I can't find a soccer ball with his real name on it. Like, he really autographed it and there's no way I can get this. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a little kind of white lie. So what I did was I bought a soccer ball. It was like, I guess, an English kind of soccer ball that they use overseas. And I signed his name to it. Well, needless to say, when she opened that up on Christmas morning, she went ballistic. She was so happy. She was so thrilled. It was unbelievable. If I would have just given her that for Christmas, it would have been more than enough. Anyway, years to come, she's now an adult, and she's looking at the soccer ball, and she's looking at it very closely. And she comes into the kitchen, and she says, you know, Mom, you know that soccer ball I got when I was young? I says, yeah, isn't it amazing? She said, oh, yeah, it's very amazing. But the only thing is that Rod Stewart spelled his name incorrectly. So what I did was I actually signed Rod Stewart's name, but signed it incorrectly. I misspelled it. So the cat was out of the bag, and it became like a family joke for years and years and years and years. But we have somebody that's been waiting we have two people that have been waiting extremely patiently. One is April. April, are you there, honey? April?
Yes, hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you today? Thank you for waiting.
Hi. Good, sure. I had to call in because you were, like, it hit home. You were talking about children the first hour. And I've always been drawn to children. Even when I was a child, if someone said, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, a teacher. But the funny thing is, children are drawn to me, too. Like, I'll go to the store and, yeah, they're cute and they're sitting in the carriage. You, like, look at that. They always look at me and smile or wave first. And
isn't that
and
beautiful?
We always make this connection. Yeah. And this is the weird part. In the past year, it's happened twice where I'm out in public and a toddler that I don't know will come running over and hug my leg. And the parent is like, oh, I'm sorry. She never does that. And I'm like, that's okay, but I just think it was so odd. I mean, they had no idea who I was, and they just, came over and hugged me. So working with children is my natural, what I do, and that's great. But the woman who started me in it, the woman who hired me first, she was my mentor through my whole career, and she was kind of like, a mentor, a guide. And she's passed away now, and I'm at a point where I'm not sure what I should be doing with my career, and I can't ask her because she's on the other side. So I was just wondering if there's any way you could, channel her or whatever.
Yes. There's a few things I want to tell you first. Have you heard in your circle of friends or family that someone's having a baby?
No.
Well, you're going to hear about that very shortly, that there's a birth coming in your immediate circle of friends and family. I know that you're a very adventurous person, I can tell that, but I think sometimes you don't get the support that you need for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a part of your makeup, being adventurous. And that's really good. But I also see that you're a very good friend to people. When you get a girlfriend, you no longer become a friend, you become a sister. And that's an amazing attribute. And you're very tender. And I know you like to be surrounded by peace. You need your peace. You need your quiet. You need your time to reflect, to go over your thoughts. And that's also very good. And it goes along with your tenderness. And, you know, children are the best guides to people's personality. Mm-hmm. I believe that a child will know if you're a good person or not a good person. And the reason why children gravitate to you is because they know that you have a very pure soul. Children are like sponges. When they come to Earth and they're born, they're like little empty sponges. And we are the ones that sometimes put the chemicals in those sponges. And it's
absolutely
so hard, you know, it's so hard to keep patience and to keep a broad perspective and to understand that these are unknowing little sponges that don't know right from wrong at this point. And to discipline a child is, you have to be so tender and so caring and so careful, you know, because
yeah,
there's a lot of that going around that people are just so short patience. Everybody has a job. Everybody has a home. We all have deadlines and things. But when you're dealing with children, you must always keep that patience. Now, let me just take a moment and see if I can connect here. What is her name?
Pat, P-A-T.
Okay. All right. She's showing me you among a lot of children, like almost a classroom or she's showing me you reading them a story on the floor. Everybody's sitting around reading a story.
Yep.
And she says, she's actually telling me that you may feel as though you want to change careers now, but your soul journey is so important to be with these children, because at the time that you get them, you can instill upon them such great values and such happiness. So, you know, she really doesn't want you to change your career. However, she is telling me to change your job from where you're at right now, because I don't feel, well, she doesn't feel that you're being appreciated.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell to you? Does that sound about right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And she says there's bigger and better. And she also says education. She's bringing up education to me. She says you need to go for a little bit more education so that you can venture out and get a better job and also go into a specialty. She says that more than likely you would do best in a specialty field, maybe with autistic children. But if you just hold on for a minute, sweetheart, we have to go to a break and we will be right back. Hold on, folks, because we're coming right back.
The 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. We have a lovely young lady, April, that I was just speaking with, and I have a couple of more things to tell you about Pat. You there, April?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. Pat comes across to me as a lovely person with a huge heart and very kind. However, she's very focused. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Now, she's telling me that you're kind of slipping away. You're losing your, not confidence, but you're losing your desire. And she says, don't lose your desire. This is the reason why you were put on this earth, is to be around children and to be a mentor. Also, she wants you to get a little bit more education. And if you feel as though you're getting tired of doing the same old thing, get a little bit more education and specialize. And she says she can do it. She was meant for bigger and better things in this field. Okay. Now, does that make some sense to you?
Yes. That's what I've always felt. Yeah.
Yes. And she is verifying that, and she is placing thoughts in your mind. She is trying to stimulate you to go on, but you seem to be holding back, and that's our egos, okay? So what you're feeling is right, and she's verifying that. But go ahead and see if you could look into specializing in something, anything, but it needs to be with children. That's why our Creator put you here. You have a very special soul. You have a very special heart and a gift. Not everybody can be what you can do what you can do. So you go ahead and continue working with children, but just get yourself into a higher position where you can be of more service and more help to these children. Well, I hope Pat and I have both helped you. She's a lovely woman.
Absolutely.
She sends you much love and guidance.
Oh.
She's guiding you. So don't second guess yourself. And you go ahead and don't second guess. Get yourself a little bit more education. Take some classes. Do whatever you have to do. But working with children is what you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart?
All right. Thank you.
I hope I've helped you and answered your questions from Pat. And many blessings. And as I said, she's watching, giving healing, and giving love.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a blessed day, honey.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was a very lovely thing. You know, people don't realize that working with children day after day is very tedious. I have a daughter. God bless her. She's got two children, and they're 2 years old and 3 years old. Four and two. And that's a handful. And then she's a teacher also, and she works with really, really young children. Between the ages of birth and I would say seven. And she was just made for this position. She was just made for being the first mentor in a child's life. And that's so important, folks, to be a role model. And, you know, you may not think that children remember, but when you're in that aspect of teaching and you're the first, those memories, whether they be good or bad, really last a child a lifetime. You know, there's an old saying that goes, you spend your adult and teen years, your teen years and your adult years trying to recover from your childhood. So the people out there who are meant to work with children and have that special blessing, to me, they're everything because they are just giving these little ones a foundation of love and also a foundation of loving school. Because if you get a teacher who you're frightened of and they're not nice and they're cruel or they're just very short with you, you know, children take that very seriously. And then they make an irrational decision about the rest of their school years. So what you want to do is always, and those teachers out there, like my daughter, always have patience. And that's unconditional love. And we were talking about unconditional love. When you can go through the bowels of hell with somebody and forgive, that is unconditional love. And that, unfortunately, comes few and far between. A lot of people say, yes, I love you unconditionally, but when it comes down to it and they're hurt by you, and even if it's being hurt, you know, it just as a matter of fact and just as something that just occurred or aimlessly, hurting them like senselessly. If you can get over that and you can really love them unconditionally, boy, you've got it made. You absolutely have it made. Now, we have another caller before it's really time to go, and we only have a couple of seconds, from Ohio. Are you there, sir?
Actually, he hung up.
Oh, he did. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Well, he can call us next Thursday,
yep.
And we will put him on first, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. So, Artie is doing a very special thing tonight. He's doing a benefit. I forgot what it's for. I think it's for children. And he's going to be at a place giving readings. And that's really, really very cool. And I'm going to be doing something very similar very shortly. And when I know for sure, I will absolutely tell everybody. And maybe, you know, you could be part of what I'm doing as well. Well, I'll tell you, folks, we're approaching that time when we're going to have to part. And I know there's a song that Brian was asked to play. Bri?
Well, why don't we play it next week? Because we're almost out of time.
Oh, we don't have enough time for that?
No, we don't have enough time for that.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that. Well, I just want to tell everybody that I'm so happy to be back. I really missed my show. I missed Artie. I missed Brian because we're a team here. And we do love each other all unconditionally.
We do.
Yes, we do. And we're all catching each other's back every single time. And it's not only on the radio. It's when we go up to Rhode Island and visit, and we always have a great time when we're all together. And I want to take this time and opportunity to thank Chris and to thank Brian for always being there for us, you know?
Yeah, we,
so with
we...
that, from my mouth to God's ears, may everyone enjoy the blessings of the Holy Spirit, and may the Holy Spirit always be in your home, in your life, in your heart. And always remember, you're never alone. You always have your angels to call on at any time. They're all sitting around with their elbows against the wall, holding their heads, wondering when you're going to call. And I do have a little trick for you guys. I want you, next time you go into a crowded mall or a supermarket, just before you get in there, ask your angels for a great parking spot. I guarantee you, you're going to get it. I didn't believe it myself at first, but when I literally ask them, they have never let me down. And they'll never let you down. And it may sound silly for a parking spot, but you know what? They'll never let you down in life either. And that's the good part about your faith. Never lose your faith. Always know that the Holy Spirit is watching. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. And he's always there to provide for you. But he's not just going to dump it in your lap. You have to be an active part of getting what you want. And I'm certain that they will show you how to get it. Well, folks, this will be wrapping up another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. It's been, as usual, a great honor and pleasure to be a part of your lives for these 2 hours. And we are looking forward to next week. And with that, may the Holy Spirit bless all of you and have a safe, loving family and week ahead. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great 2-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.